Risers, fallers, big picture, over 2 years of drafting in the foundation. That's what we're talking about in episode 31 of season 9 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, visit originalhooters.com for information and easy online ordering for any of their 11 Bay Area locations. We were most recently at the 4th Street North location in St. Petersburg for one of my personal leagues. They treated us very well. I thank Tony Metzler, who's the store manager of the Johns Pass Village location, for being our ambassador for this particular event. Remember, Hooters has a new sauce for the summer, Mango Habanero, for you to consider when ordering your wings or your new hand-breaded tenders, available currently at Hooters. Also, everyday special pricing on Bud Light Pint, Mick Ultra Pint, neutral canned beverage, all just under $5. OriginalHooters.com for easy online ordering and location information in the greater Tampa Bay area. My email for your personal fantasy questions is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I would imagine many of you will hear this right around the time you are finalizing your lineups for Sunday. That's my guess. Again, once I finish the podcast and send it off, I don't have control over final say over when it ultimately posts. I do the best I can. There are other good people involved. I'm responsible simply for the content and the content only. So we had of my two personal leagues, we drafted at Hooters on Labor Day night. And then 24 hours later, the Foundation League, another personal league, drafted at PDQ. Yes, the league, the first league, the Coalition, the league that drafted on Tuesday, the Foundation. The Coalition is a 12-team league. The Foundation is a 10-team league. The Foundation celebrating year 10. This is the league where I won the championship last year, the Jimmy McGinty Trophy. So, and there's consistency in the membership of the Foundation. We've been at this for 10 years with a very consistent membership. Of the 10 people playing in this league, 7 different people over the previous 9 years have won league titles. Only 3 current members have not. And they have all flashed terrific teams and just lost in the playoffs. So the credibility and the knowledge of the members of the 10-year foundation is implied. So what I did while between plays of the Ravens-Chiefs game the other night, by the way, as much as I only talk about relevant tight ends, there was a fantasy podcast earlier this year where I just said for 10 seconds, I like Isaiah Likely. I really like Isaiah Likely. Did you catch that? Okay, good. So I took the draft boards from the Foundation 2023 and compared it to the draft board of the Foundation 2024. And always looking for a new angle, right, to get your attention, to do something different in terms of fantasy content. I compared the draft boards and found the big risers from 2023 to 2024 and the big fallers from 2023 to 2024. So keep in mind, there are rookies who were drafted this year who weren't eligible to be drafted in 2023. So they're not part of this. There are also players that were drafted in 2023 that were not selected at all in 2024. And I'm going to highlight one of those at the end of this podcast because I'm very proud of it and proud of my league because of it. So, comparing 2023 draft position in the foundation, same ownership, same 10-team league, same rules, to 2024. The biggest riser in 1 year, moving up 54 spots, Drake London. And I don't think we overdrafted him this year. Drake London went off our board 22nd this year, moving up 54 spots from where he was selected in the 2023 Fantasy Football Foundation selection meeting. He was the biggest jump. Interesting to me. No player moved up more than Drake London. And I think we'd all agree that's as much on off-season changes for the Falcons as it is on what Drake did last year. Right? It's based on projection rather than performance. But Drake London moves up more than any other player in the foundation from 2023 to 2024, moving up 54 draft positions. Second was Brian Robinson Jr. of Washington. And we didn't overdraft him either. He was selected as an RB2 in the sixth round. That's how he projects. In Joey's lineup, Robinson was selected with the 54th choice, fourth pick, sixth round. He was 99th last year. And that's just because of a defined role. Clearly, Joey didn't feel there was a threat there from Austin Eckler. We'll get to that. But Brian Robinson, second biggest jump. Not a player you would think would be that high, but 99 last year, 54th this year in the foundation. Breece Hall jumped 42 spots. He was drafted in our league at fourth overall, so 46th last year, coming off the ACL injury. Pacheco moved up 41 spots. He was taken 14th overall this year, 55th overall in the foundation last year. James Cook moves up 36 spots. Doc taking him at 26 overall this year. He went 62nd last year. Rashad White moved up 34 spots from last year to this year. Zay Flowers up 30. Jahmyr Gibbs up 27. Michael Pittman Jr. up 27. Mike Evans showed the drop-off last year. No drop-off in production. Clearly non-issue with new quarterback Baker Mayfield replacing Tom Brady. Bucks continue to go to playoffs. Evans back up. He moved up 26 spots this year. Dak Prescott moved up 23 spots this year. There's your first quarterback. Dak up 23 in his lame duck year with Dallas. Brandon Ayuk this year moved up 21. Been an interesting ride for Ayuk. I took him last year with the 60th overall pick. This year he went 39th. I think we all agree he would have went earlier had he been in camp, had he not flirted with leaving for all these other teams. But in the end, Ayuk does make a significant move up the board. It's based on his yards per reception last year and his consistent performance as a starting fantasy wide receiver. David Montgomery moved up. With all the buzz around Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery was productive last year, was solid on the goal line, on an offense that gets there a lot, and he moved up this year. He is going behind Jahmyr Gibbs, significantly, but Montgomery moved up 19 spots from 2023 to 2024. James Conner moved up 17 spots. DeAndre Swift moved up 17 spots. Anthony Richardson moved up 15 spots despite playing only four games last year. Amon-Ra moved up 13 spots. I drafted him last year 20th. This year he went 7th, not to me. ETN moved up 13 spots, and DJ Moore moved up 13 spots. So we'll stop there. Again, the biggest movers, Foundation Draft Board 2023 to Foundation Draft Board 2024. London up 54, Brian Robinson up 45, Hall up 42, Pacheco up 41, James Cook up 36, Rashad White up 34, Flowers up 30, Gibson Pittman up 27, Evans up 26, Prescott up 23, Ayuk up 21, Montgomery up 19, Connor Swift up 17, Richardson up 15, and Amon-Ra, ETN, and DJ Moore up 13. Who do you think was the biggest faller? Now, this doesn't apply to those that fell completely out of the draft, and there were a couple of handfuls of those guys. Guys who were drafted last year, I mean more than just a couple handful, but guys who were drafted last year that weren't selected at all in any of our 13 rounds. They did not, out of 130 choices, they weren't picked this year. There were players that fit that description. So they're the biggest fallers. But the biggest tangible follower from one year to the next that was selected both years was J.K. Dobbins. He was selection 128 this year, down 94 spots from last season. Injury history, changing teams, and on from there. No bigger faller in the foundation last year to this year than J.K. Dobbins falling 94 spots. Second was Tony Pollard, down 93 spots. That's how high he was drafted last year, with Elliott gone from Dallas, Pollard in that number one role. He fails, particularly in goal line carries. Pollard could not get the job done. He was one of the top five goal line rushing attempts, and really did nothing with it. And the best example was a ball I believe he caught in the Miami game, where he had no excuse for not breaking the plane of the goal line. No excuse at all. That play alone probably got him out of Dallas. And no excuse there that, well, you're still coming back from the broken leg. It was a December game. You're right there on the goal line in the open field, and somehow you don't break the plane. Pollard drops 93 spots. Also a change of teams. Justin Herbert, with his injury issues and now being coached by Jim Harbaugh, who's probably, his offense is going to run it top five in the NFL. Justin Herbert dropped 90 spots. He went in our 13th round this year. Nick Chubb fell 82 spots. We don't need to spend a lot of time on that. We're all rooting for Nick Chubb. Austin Eckler fell 72 spots. Last year, he was the fourth player selected. This year, he was the 76th player selected. Last year, clear defined role. This year, don't know. Gabe Davis falls 71 spots. He was the last pick of round 12 this year. Also a team change for Gabe Davis. Jerry Jeudy falls 62 spots. Also a team change. Ramondre falls 53 spots. I forgot he was going as high as he did last year. This year, a reflection on how bad the Patriots are, game flow potentially working against them, and or Antonio Gibson being on the field to catch passes rather than Ramondre. Ramondre fell 53 spots from last year to this year. DeAndre Hopkins, injury issue, falls 52 spots. Aaron Rodgers falls 50 spots from 2023 to 2024. Terry McLaurin falls 42 spots. That's interesting considering he's got a better quarterback now. Was he overdrafted last year? Is he underdrafted this year? A little of both. McLaurin falls 42 spots from 2023 to 2024. Burrow falls 35 spots. Ridley falls 33. A lot of buzz around him off the gambling suspension in Jacksonville last year. Not so much this year, even though he did get a nice payday to go to Tennessee. Stephon Diggs. We talk about the myth of just because a wide receiver one changes teams doesn't necessarily mean the production changes. Clearly, a number of people are buying into the myth. So I bought Diggs as the last pick of round five on my team to stop his fall. He fell 31 spots to me there. Tua falls 29 spots. Brandon Cooks fell 29 spots. Najee Harris falls 28 positions. Keenan Allen falls 27 positions. David Njoku fell 25 spots. That's odd because of how many big plays Njoku made last year, especially down the stretch. Deontay Johnson falls 20 spots. Aaron Jones falls 18. Devontae Adams falls 17 from last year. And another one that fell into my lap to start end round three, I took Cooper Kupp. He had fallen 16 spots from where he was last year, despite returning last year off the injury and being very good on a Ram team that was surprisingly good and finished the year very strong. So those are the biggest risers and fallers over the last 2 years based on Fantasy Football Foundation draft boards, consistent membership year to year. A lot of good people in this room picking 1 year to the next. Drake London moved up the most, 54 spots. J.K. Dobbins fell the most, 94 spots. Pollard right there falling 93 spots from last year. I thought you'd find that interesting. I certainly did. Send your fantasy questions to me at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com, so I can answer them for you, whether it's directly and or on a future podcast. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters.